Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from Waves of Glory on Blog Talk Radio. This is an exciting day today, my beloved. It is the day which the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I woke up this morning with a song in my spirit, and I am here to tell you God is moving in this place. The song that he has given us today is, Who is the King of Glory? The answer, of course, the Lord God mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Because God, the God of the universe, is moving through the earth today. It doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what the headline is, God is still on the throne. He is still reigning in majesty and power. He is still in complete control today. And we are excited because he has allowed us to be a part of what he is doing. I believe it was Bishop Paul Martin who said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. And I tell you, he's doing a mighty work in me. He's moving by the power of his spirit. He's stirring up the gift that is on the inside of me. He's giving knowledge of witty invention. He's moving me into more and more revelation of the knowledge of God. And I pray today that God will enlighten the eyes of your understanding and give you revelation in the knowledge of God so that you can truly understand who you are in him today, so that you can understand the hope his calling in you, so that you can understand what is the exceeding greatness and of the richness of the inheritance that God has invested in you. Oh my God, I want to tell you today that we are about to release the book, Apprehending the Kingdom. This is the book that God has dropped into my spirit because I was going through. I don't know about you, but some days I go through. I've been in the ministry over 30 years. I've been saved over 30 years. And still there are days when I am under spiritual attack and I just go through in the spirit of my mind. But during this particular season, God gave me a word that has set me free forever. I'm not saying that I'll never be attacked again, but I guarantee you this one thing. Should the attack come, I will be prepared, knowing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper and knowing why it cannot prosper. This is what we are talking about today. The book Apprehending the Kingdom delivers revelation knowledge to you of the fact that Jesus purchased for us much more than cleansing us from our sin. Yes, he did that, and it is finished. But I want you to understand this morning, I pray through the power of the Spirit of God, you catch this revelation that after the cross, glory, hallelujah, Jesus purchased for us a crown. He lets us know in his word that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. He lets us know that this present affliction, Paul called it a light affliction. What we're going through right now is a light affliction and is not worthy to be compared with the glory, hallelujah, the glory that shall be revealed in us. I want you to know that Paul is not talking about the glory that we're going to see and feel and experience in heaven. He's talking about the glory that shall be revealed in us right here and now in the realm of the earth. God has purchased for us through the blood of the Lamb a domain, which is called our dominion, which is the earth. And each of the children of God has been assigned a place and a space in this earth realm where we are to rule and reign with power and authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Can you tell I'm excited this morning? I want you to get ready to be motivated by the word of God. tomorrow. The book is going to be released from my e-store on createspace.com. Just check out our Facebook page, Apprehending the Kingdom, and you'll be able to get the link there. But I want you to understand this morning, when God sent Jesus, he had a vision in mind. He had a divine vision, a divine strategy, coming to a divine outcome, and to bless himself, amen to that, to bless himself by restoring you to the kingdom of light. That's right. We have been delivered out of the kingdom. Somebody say kingdom. We have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. One thing that the body of Christ has not focused on nearly enough is the fact that we are a part of a living, breathing, functioning kingdom on the earth, that the kingdom of God is on the inside of us, and we have access to the kingdom 24/7. When the disciples were under the instruction and teaching of Jesus, we will find it in the book of Matthew. Just go back and read the gospel. You are going to find great wisdom there, great revelation knowledge. But the one thing that he stuck out for me, and God sent me back to revisit the gospel, is that Jesus said to his disciples, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Now, I ask you today, what is the concern on the heart of the people of God? People everywhere, not just people of God. Everybody wants to know how we're going to make it in this world. I know you may have a great job or you may have no job at all, but the point is we are concerned overly much with how we're going to make it in this world. Let me tell you this fact, beloved. Let me tell you this truth. God has already set up divine structure so that everything you need that pertains to life, somebody said life, on the earth and godliness, it pertains to life and godliness, has already been provided through the finished work of the cross. This book that is coming out is so easy to read and so easy to understand that the power of God is now vested in you to live a life of power. You are to be living a life of power. You're not just here on the earth to exist from day to day, but you are to advance the kingdom of God. You are here to colonize, as it were, the earth so that it becomes just like heaven. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, this phrase keeps popping out at me every day because I pray the prayer every day. I try to. If I forget, amen, in the beginning of the day, then I surely try to remember at the end. But it's what we call the Lord's Prayer. Actually, it's the disciples' prayer. It's the kingdom advancement prayer. Because in this prayer, Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says to his disciples, when you pray, say this, "Thy kingdom come." Now, I'm sure he probably didn't say "thy" because that's the King James version of the Word of God, and that's the way they spoke at that time. But we've learned it this way, so we're going to say it this way. Knowing thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It simply means the same thing as your kingdom come, talking to our Father in heaven, your kingdom come, and let your will be done where? On the earth as it is in heaven. I know you probably learned this prayer when you were a child and you repeated it like a parrot, but it is time now to take up this prayer and to pray it with power and with power and authority, declaring the kingdom of God in earth, declaring the will of God on earth just the same it is in heaven. Can you now see how glorious it is if the body of Christ worldwide would lift up one prayer to the heavens? And that prayer is, God, let your kingdom come in earth, hallelujah, and your will be done on earth just the same way that it is done in heaven. The word of God declares unto us, when we operate in kingdom authority, these signs shall follow them that believe. What signs are following you, my brothers and sisters? These signs, the sick are raised from disease, dead are raised back to life, the dumb speak, the lame walk, the blind see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There can be no greater evidence of the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Likewise, in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, which is the particular book that Jesus read in the temple when he began his ministry. He stood up in the temple, I believe it's Luke chapter 4, and he spoke, got the scroll, and he turned to the place that where Isaiah began to prophesy. 61, beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah, glory to God. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Lord, have mercy. That is the verse of scripture that God gave me when he called me to this ministry. He let me know, and I'm letting you know, that he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Hallelujah, glory to God. If we stop right there, if we don't go any further, I've got a message for the poor today. This is good news, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The message from the kingdom of God says, I am the Lord thy God, and I am he who teaches you to profit in the way. To the poor I say unto you today, the kingdom of God has a message for you, that you can be restored to the kingdom of life through the blood of Jesus. And the message from the kingdom of God today is, all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. When you understand infrastructure of a kingdom, glory to God, you understand that when a kingdom and its domain is set up, that the King of Kings will appoint other kings in different locations, and those kings will appoint lower ranking lords to handle certain sections of their kingdoms. And it is the responsibility of a lord, hallelujah, the responsibility of a lord in his domain is to see to the needs of the people within his rulership. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. So when we declare Jesus is Lord, then we understand. When we acknowledge Jesus is our Lord, the prophet and the King David made it very clear in the 23rd Psalms. He said, the Lord, talking about Jesus, is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he likened him to a shepherd, because David understood, hallelujah, glory to God, he understood the responsibility of a shepherd. He understood that it was the shepherd's responsibility to see to the needs of the sheep, to provide everything that they had want for, to make sure that they were safe and protected, to make sure that nothing came against them, to protect them against outside forces. This was the job of the shepherd, and to corral them and bring them back to a place of shelter and safety. This is the job and responsibility of the shepherd. And the shepherd was so intimate with his sheep that he knew each one by name. And the sheep were so intimate with shepherd that they understood the sound of his voice. When you study how shepherds shepherd their sheep, each shepherd has a distinct sound that they make. Some make a clicking sound, some make a clucking sound, some make a sucking noise, but whatever the noise is that they make, it is distinct and just particular to their particular sheep. And they bring those sheep up from little lambs, listening to the sound of that clicking, of that popping sound, whatever sound they're making with their mouth, the sheep know their sound, glory to God, the sound of their voice, and a stranger they will not follow. They become accustomed to the sound of the shepherd's voice. And the man of God, David, today lets us know that Lord is like a shepherd, and he makes a certain sound that we must be accustomed to listening for. And when we hear the sound of his voice, glory to God, we will not follow a stranger. And he leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, shadow of death. Death is around us all the time. We see it in the news every day. How prosper. We will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And, oh, hallelujah, you prepare a table before me in the presence of our enemy. Do you understand? We don't have to fear anything. There is no portion of lack in the kingdom of God. A good shepherd always leads his sheep to a place of abundance where the needs can be taken care of: food, water, shelter, protection from outside danger. So listen to me. This book, Apprehending the Kingdom, has been sent from heaven to include and to enlighten the eyes of your understanding so that you understand who you are serving, so that you understand from a natural standpoint a supernatural principle, because we have skipped over this supernatural principle of the kingdom. Glory to God. But now God is revealing the kingdom to us more and more on a daily basis. And I praise his name this morning that he has given me this awesome task to join the band of leaders who are proclaiming the kingdom of God. This is the message of the hour. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Because when you understand it, you understand that the king is here to minister to the needs of his servants. I tell you, a good king watches out for his kingdom. He does not allow foolishness to go on. Anytime you go into a kingdom and the people of God are suffering, their plight is a poverty that is a blight on the reputation of the king, and God will not have us to be a blight on his name. He is raising up in this hour marketplace warriors. He's raising up this hour people within whom he can transfer wealth, not so that we can lord it over his flock or consume it upon ourselves, so that we can minister to the needs of the poor in this life. And not only will we be able to minister to their needs, but we will be able to train them and show them and to give them this message of the kingdom that lets them know that the kingdom is filled with good news for those who are in their particular situation, for those who are unemployed, for those who are living under the poverty level, for those, oh God, hallelujah, who are living on the streets of our cities around the world. I'm telling you, there's a message that's coming from the kingdom that everything you need has been provided, and all you have to do is come into the kingdom of light. Choose today to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And when we say everything you need, we mean everything inside of you, that God has supplied every need already on the inside of you, and he will reveal to you how to operate in the kingdom of the Most High God, so that every need is met. God will connect you with divine resources and divine connections amongst the people of God so that we can care one for another. Listen, the prototype is in the book of Acts, in the first church of the living God. We see that as they began to be added to the church and the masses, the first call, 3,000 people were saved. Can you imagine in your churches? We have to get up on the pulpit and beg for one person. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? And if we stay there long enough, somebody will just tired of the call, the altar call, and get up and go to the front. And we're not satisfied with that one soul. Then we start up another song. Will there be another? Will there be another? But I'm here to assure you today, if you will preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, you will see an influx of people into the kingdom, not necessarily into your local gathering, what you call your church, but into the church of the living God. When we open our mind to the fact that our little space on the earth is not all that there is, then we will go to making citizens of the kingdom rather than members of our organizational club. This is what this book is about. It is set to the pulling down of strongholds of religion, tradition, and false teaching, because some of the things that we have been taught have been erroneously explained unto us. But the Spirit of God in this hour is pouring out revelation knowledge. And I'm not the only one. I don't even come close to saying I'm the only one that God has given this revelation to. thousands around the globe are hearing the message through the Spirit of God of bringing his people back to kingdom focus. And I thank him and praise him today that he's allowing me to be one of the thousands that would declare, this is the message of the hour. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that's only the beginning. As we begin to preach, pray, and prophesy of the poor, the next in line is the brokenhearted. Lord, have mercy. Our nations, our world is filled with brokenhearted people, broken relationships, broken moves, broken lives. But the kingdom message is a message that restores. It is a message that heals. It is a message that revives. It is a message that reveals. It is a message that empowers the people to be healed, not only in their physical body, but in their soul, to be healed in their mind, their will, and their emotions. It is a message that causes them to break soul ties that keep connected to the past life and to the past hurts, to the past wounds. The power of the anointing of the Spirit of God will heal, glory to God, the brokenhearted. I thank you today that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he has anointed me to step into the lives of the brokenhearted and to bring healing, to pour in the oil and the wine, and to close up old wounds, and to make declare the healing power of the blood of the Lamb, and after that to empower that broken heart to beat once again and to beat in strength and to beat in joy. I thank you this morning, God, for that anointing, and I bless the broken heart today, the one that will hear this particular message. I want you to know that in the kingdom of God, there is healing for your broken heart. The scripture lets us know that he will wipe away all our tears. And so I come to you today, and I beckon for you, come on over into the kingdom of light. Let go of the kingdom of darkness. Come home to the kingdom that has been prepared for you. There is a table that has been spread, and there is a portion that has your name on it. Yes, there is a blessing, and the blessing comes through kingdom relationship, citizenship in the kingdom of God. We cannot be born in, we cannot join in the kingdom. We have to be born in. Jesus spoke to Nicodemus and said, you got to be born of the Spirit and of the water. This doesn't happen because you go into a building, glory to God, and you walk up to the front and say, I want to be a member. That's an organization, and you can be a member of all organizations you want to be a member of, and you can still miss the kingdom. This book tells you my testimony. For 30 years, I sat inside of a building, and I prayed, and I served the people, and I served the leadership, but I did not understand the gospel message. Gospel means good news, people, of the kingdom of God. And when life gets tough for me, I fell on my face and cried out to God, why is your word not working in me? And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, revisit the Gospels. He wanted me to go back and see exactly what it is that Jesus taught, because some of our teachers are teaching some stuff that is not necessarily error, but it's not helpful in life and godliness. It's not teaching us on a practical level. We get pumped up on Sunday, and we rip and we run and we jump and we shout, and we hear the word and we're glad about it. But when we leave the house of God, not necessarily the house of God, when we leave that house we call the church, praise God, then we don't have any power to make it through the week. We don't have any revelation in the knowledge of God to keep us strong and to take us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Let me tell you something that may upset your apple cart this morning. The building that you are going to is not the house of God. The Holy Spirit revealed through his word that your body is the temple of God. So stop calling your church building the house of God. That is not the house of God. And I'm here this morning to enlighten you. You are the house of God. You are the place where God resides. You are the place where God gives revelation knowledge. And once you come to that realization and hold fast to it, God will also begin to reveal to you the kingdom. It is time to set aside religious dogma and tradition and false teaching. It is time to revisit the teachings of Jesus, because what Jesus commissioned his disciples to is to go forth and teach the very same thing that he has taught. We love to hear a sermon that makes us shout. We love to hear the sermon title that's going to cause that sermon to stick to us. But what we need to be doing is preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. When you go back into the scripture, you will find that Jesus' message was the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he never preached a gospel message that talked about the cross. He only told his disciples in secret meetings that he had to go to the cross, that he had to be murdered, he had to sacrifice his life. But when he stood before the multitude, he continually preached unto them the gospel of the message of the kingdom of God. And when they began to go forth after his ascension, this is the message that they preach. If you go back through your Bible, do a search on the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God, you will find that the apostles preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. Yes, they included the gospel of salvation, but they also included the message of the kingdom. And this is the part of the gospel that we are missing in most of our churches today. It is the message of the kingdom of God. I want you to go to get this book. It's going to pop forth on tomorrow. I want you to get this book. I want you to use it in your Bible study, in your women's group, in your youth group, in your Sunday morning Sunday school. I want you to begin to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. I want you to begin to prove, to search it out. For it is, God says in his word, it is the glory of a king to conceal a thing. And but it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. This book will give you the opportunity to search out the message of the kingdom of God. God has some revelation knowledge he wants to give you that even in this book is not yet revealed, because he wants to make sure every child of God has the revelation knowledge coming to him. This book is going to be a catalyst for you to shed your gray clothes, for you to shed your religious mindset, to shed your tradition and your dogma, to get free from foolish and erroneous teaching that keeps the people of God bound. The message of your particular organization usually brings people into bondage, but I guarantee you this morning that the message of the kingdom of God will set you free, and it will absolutely keep you free. Praise be unto God. This book, I pray, will help you to become the kingdom citizen that you are designed to become. The Apostle John said in his discourse to the church from the Isle of Patmos, he sent a letter saying, "Beloved, I would you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." This is the word of the Lord. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be wealthy. He wants you to have the wisdom of God. He wants you to have the wisdom of God at your disposal. And why do you need the wisdom of God? In order that you might live an abundant life from day to day, not just on Sundays, not just during the week when you go into a church, quote-unquote, building, but when you begin to be the church. He wants you to have everything that you need in order to be the glorious church that he has ordained for you. After the cross, this is what this book is about. When you see the cover of Apprehending the Kingdom, you're going to see a glorious golden cross. You're going to see a powerful crown. This is the symbol of dominion. Jesus, through his cross, purchased for you the rights to take up kingdom authority and rulership. And therefore, it is now time for you to begin to reign on the earth. I ask you today to be ready when this book hits the presses tomorrow, that you will contact your local bookstore, come go online. I'm going to give you the link. Go to my page on Facebook, Apprehending the Kingdom. I'll give you two or three links where you can get the book. And in the name of Jesus, I declare unto you today that you will be set free from every yoke of bondage. You will be set free from everything that holds you and hinders you and keeps you from being the powerful man and woman of God. This book I dedicate to the next generation of believers so that they won't have to wait 30 years to understand kingdom citizenship. God bless you today. I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that God will enlighten the eyes of your understanding and give you revelation in the knowledge of God. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I'm coming to you from Ways of Glory, letting you know today the book is available, but even if not, you can go into your Bible and begin to study the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you will discover the kingdom here and now. Remember, beloved, you are not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. God bless you. Now have a great week, for the power of the Lord God is with you. He will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. May you comprehend the power that resides within you today. These things I pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.